Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, today approved the continuation of the scheme to modernize the public distribution system, or PDS, including ration transport, dealer support and technology upgrades, till March 2031. The umbrella scheme called Scheme for Assistance in Ration Transport and Handling Income with Automation in PDS or Sarthak PDS has been cleared in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as center's share. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the scheme will provide assistance to state agencies for intra-state movement of food grains, support fair price shops and help in modernization of public distribution system.
इस प्रोग्राम में तीन बड़े सुधार आज अप्रूव हुए हैं.
थ्री मेजर रिफॉर्म्स हैव बीन इंट्रोड्यूस्ड इन दिस प्रोग्राम टुडे. फर्स्ट, द गवर्नमेंट विल सपोर्ट द ट्रांसपोर्टेशन कॉस्ट इनकर्ड इन मूविंग फूड ग्रेन्स फ्रॉम लार्ज एफसीआई वेयर हाउसेज इन द स्टेट्स टू फेयर प्राइस शॉप्स अक्रॉस डिफरेंट डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स एंड डिविजन्स. सेकेंड, देयर वॉज अ नीड टू इंक्रीज द रेम्यूनरेशन ऑफ फेयर प्राइस शॉप डीलर्स एंड ए डिसीजन हैज बीन टेकन इन दिस रिगार्ड एज वेल. थर्ड, एफर्ट्स विल बी मेड टू मॉडर्नाइज द पब्लिक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सिस्टम थ्रू द यूज ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी.
पब्लिक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सिस्टम को हम कैसे मॉडर्नाइज कर सकते हैं?
The minister said the scheme will work towards fulfilling the government's commitment to 81.35 crore persons covered under the National Food Security Act. He said the scheme is not a replacement of the existing PDS scheme. Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed the approval of Sarthak PDS Phase 2 by the Union Cabinet. The Assam Legislative Assembly today adopted the Uniform Civil Code Bill, making Assam the first state in the Northeast and the third state in the country to adopt such a legislation. The bill introduced during the first session of the 16th Assam Legislative Assembly on Monday was passed by the House today on the concluding day of the session. Assam Parliamentary Affairs Minister Atul Bora tabled the bill on behalf of Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma. Supreme Court today upheld the legality of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral rolls being conducted by the Election Commission of India, ECI. The court held that the Election Commission has the power to conduct SIR under Article 324 of the Representation of People's Act 1950 and the rules made thereunder. It observed that SIR advances the constitutional imperative of free and fair elections. The top court pronounced the judgment in the writ petitions which challenged the notification issued by the ECI in June last year to conduct SIR in Bihar. Supreme Court today upheld the government's retrospective levy of 28% GST on online gaming companies and observed that such imposition was constitutionally valid. A bench comprising Justices J.B. Paradiwala and R. Mahadevan said, online gaming platforms are not mere intermediaries but are to be treated as suppliers amenable to the goods and services tax or GST regime on levies and taxes. The government amended the GST law, making it mandatory for overseas online gaming companies to register in India from 1st October 2023 onwards. In August 2023, the GST Council clarified that 28% GST would be levied on the full value of bets placed on online gaming platforms. President Draupadi Murmu today said that development of the Northeast is vital for the country's overall progress. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Sikkim University in Gangtok, the president urged students to contribute to nation building through innovation, ideas and mutual trust. Earlier in the day, President Murmu flagged off a women-centric public transport service titled Pink City Runner Amma Didi Bahini Bus Seva in Gangtok. The Indian cities of Chandigarh and Bhubaneswar were awarded hosting rights of next year's Asian Relays and the 2028 Asian Indoor Championships by the continent's athletics governing body during its Executive Council meeting in Hong Kong today. The Asian Athletics Association's Council meeting was held ahead of the Asian Under-20 Championships from 28 May to 31. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 96 for no loss in 7 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad in the eliminator match in New Chandigarh when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.